The following audio play, adapted from the original novel The Mark of Zorro by Johnston McCulley, was written and produced on behalf of Zorro Productions.
Oh, si, senor. I have owned this tavern for many years. Have I heard of who? El Zorro. Of course. I even knew him. I tell you something. All the stories you have heard, they are true. I am a witness of the eye. They called him the Curse of Capistrano and... Why? I suppose it's because it sounds better than the Curse of El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora, La Reina de Las Angeles, de Rio de Pociencula. If you are curious and keep buying drinks, I can tell you everything there is to know about El Zorro. But first, allow me to refill your mug. He was no ordinary bandito, you know. He only stole from corrupt officials and did violence only to those who mistreated the poor and helpless. He cut no man's throat, but only left his mark.
A Z, which he etched on the skin of his foes with his sword. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh!
I have seen him do it. Oh, he was a terror with the sword. And could he wield the whip? Ah, Santa Maria! They say... he could snap a flea right off your nose. He dressed all in black, and he rode a big black horse and a mask that fit over his head and eyes, and nobody knew who was under that mask. And nobody still doesn't know. There are many audacious deeds of his that I could speak of, but let me tell you of how I personally became acquainted with him and first saw him with these same two eyes.